It's Thursday, December 16th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New data on users and phishing, and it's not what you think, the Internet Association's demise, and who wants that hybrid work? This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk today about users. Researchers at ETH Zurich conducted a large-scale phishing study with an unnamed company to understand phishing attacks, and the data contradicts standard best practices. Contradicting earlier studies, gender does not correlate with phishing susceptibility. Instead, the study found that younger and older people are more prone to clicking on phishing links, so age is a crucial factor. Moreover, those who use specialized software for repetitive tasks are more likely to fall for phishing traps compared to those who do not need computers for their day-to-day jobs. An interesting finding in the ETH study is that employees continuously exposed to phishing eventually fall for it, as 32.1% of the study participants clicked on at least one dangerous link or attachment. Warnings on suspicious emails were found to be effective, but this effectiveness didn't grow as the warning messages got more detailed, which is a new finding. Why do we care? This is interesting new data. With that finding that warnings on suspicious emails are effective, but the effectiveness doesn't grow in detail, and the finding that voluntarily embedded training in simulation is ineffective, and that it actually made employees more susceptible to phishing. My big takeaway was focusing on the tech, not just the idea that you need filtering and layered security. Instead, that repetitive task detail. Building systems that minimize the damage and don't create dullness to what users are doing seems like a decisive direction. This story from Politico, quoting directly. The Internet Association, once branded as Silicon Valley's most important trade group in Washington, announced Wednesday that it is shutting down. The organization offered no specific reason for its decision to disband, which Politico had reported Tuesday night. But the group has struggled with financial woes after Microsoft pulled its support earlier this year. It has fought to maintain relevance on Capitol Hill, despite being torn by competing pressures from its huge and smaller member companies on issues like antitrust. And a relevant quote. This org could have saved itself years ago by kicking out everyone with a market cap greater than $500 billion, i.e., GAFA, tweeted Yelp's Senior Vice President of Public Policy, Luther Lowe, using a common industry acronym for Google, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon. I made this suggestion to the leadership a few years ago, but it was shot down, so we quit. Why do we care? The biggest companies have their own lobbyists. Ultimately, they don't need these organizations anymore, and as they aren't figuring out that dynamic themselves, well, that's why they fail. IA was a single trade group. We saw CompTIA, another industry trade association, pull out of lobbying entirely. And so we care because this leaves that need unanswered. The National Society of IT Service Providers is gearing up and working to step into that space for providers, but isn't there yet. With regulation top of mind for lawmakers around tech, it's pretty essential to have a voice there. And from my vantage point, there are fewer representing us, not more. Want a bit of summary on the confusion of the return to work? Well, thanks, Axios, quoting extensively. In the 22 months since U.S. companies sent their workers home, they've collected troves of poll data, paid workplace consultants billions of dollars, and drafted plan after plan. But they still don't know much more about post-pandemic work than they did in March 2020. Not only do companies not have a return-to-work date, they also don't exactly know what that return-to-work will look like. Senior employees and young early career workers want to return to the office full time, but a vast majority of the middle wants a flexible hybrid work week. Quote, it's way more complex and way more difficult to make that transition to hybrid than we thought, says Brian Kropp, head of Gartner's human resources practice. It's going to take another 2 to 3 years at least. It is that big of a change. That's because marrying remote and in-person work is not a technology problem like we originally thought, Kropp says. It's a consistency and evenness of experience question. And in an update to this confusion, Apple has indefinitely delayed their return to the office. In an email sent Wednesday, the return date is yet to be determined, and employees are all getting a $1,000 bonus for work-from-home needs. This after similar moves from Meta and Google. CNBC acquired an internal Google memo that outlines its plan for unvaccinated workers. Employees who haven't been vaccinated could be put on forced leave and then let go from the company if they fail to follow its COVID-19 rules. Why do we care? There's the key. Return to work isn't a technology problem. Sure, technology enables the experience, but creating that consistency and evenness is a process problem, and thus a consulting one. It's why this space appeals to me. The risk for IT providers is that if they only offer the technology portion, they aren't the solution provider, and the choice of words there is deliberate. We're not any closer to an answer than we were 18 months ago, but more importantly, the status quo does not appear to be changing anytime soon. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Still looking for some Christmas ideas. If you've got that great gift idea, I want to hear about it. Hit me up on social. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.